The full car. Here I am, driving along on the interstate by myself, and it starts. First the rain, then the sleet, and then they start in too, all of them. The old men crowded on the seat next to me, the women in back, and it's hard to concentrate, because they're all talking, and I've got enough on my mind with thinking about Charlie telling me you ought to get ready for a good time, and trying to remember the directions and which exit to take. All the time, Uncle Al yammering, "Watch yourself, Missy, and turn that damn radio down." And how I can barely hear Dad whisper, "You gotta use your head. Look way down the road." And sweet cousin Joe just saying, "Honey, don't go so fast." And I know what they're talking about, and so do the aunts, all hysterical. And Mom in the back seat not saying a thing, just staring out the window. While old maid Ruthie shrieks, "It's dangerous, you could die, go back while you still can." And I can't help thinking about the black shiny shoes she bought me for my first communion, and how the house smelled at Christmas. And just like that, I turn into a gas station, and call up Charlie, to see about meeting me for coffee someplace closer to home.